Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Masechas Menachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avayin Yuziv Hagon Bik Arav Mamesh. And Mishnah Gimel is a continuation of the previous one, where we started discussing and mentioned just very briefly that there's multiple karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. The main one that's unique to that day is the Shtei Alechem. And along with it, we had some karbanos Ayla and Karban Chatos and two Kvasim that were brought as a Shlamim. Now, these two Kvasim as a Shlamim are the main ones that are brought along with the Shtei Alechem. The other ones are not as main, or they're not as connected to the Shtei Alechem. And that's what we're talking about over here. The Mishnah says, HaPar V'Olim HaKvasim, the Par Olim HaKvasim that are all brought as a Karban Ayla, the Sa'ir, and the Sa'ir that's brought as a Chatos, they're not makav the lechem is not makav them. If they're brought without the lechem or the lechem without them, it's not a problem. We don't have to have all of them together. However, the lechem is makav the two kvasim that are brought as a karbon shlomim, as we have just mentioned. Those two kvasim are really the main thing that's meant to be brought with the lechem, so they're makav the kvasim. However, the kvasim are not makav the lechem. That's what Kiva says. That's because according to Rabbi Akiva, the lechem is the main thing. So as long as we have the shtei lechem, even if for some reason they weren't able to find kvasim, they didn't have kvasim, or there was a problem with them, there was a shortage of sheep or something, no issues, we can have the lechem without the kvasim, but we can't have the kvasim without the lechem. However, Amar Shem Banana says, loiki, that's not so, ella, it's the opposite. HaKvasim akvim selechem, velechem einu makvim sekvasim, the sheep are makvim the lechem, and the lechem is not makvim the kvasim. In other words, according to Shem Banana, you could have the kvasim without the lechem, but not the other way around. Why is that? Shekim letzini, we find, show you so with Midbar Abayim Shana, when the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, Karvu Kvasim B'lai Lechem, they brought Kvasim without Lechem. There was no bread in the Midbar, they only had Mun, and at least Bananas holds. Then on Shavuos, they brought the two Kvasim without Lechem, so that's no problem. Afkan, so to here, you could read Kvasim B'lai Lechem, the Kvasim could be brought without the Lechem. Now, Shimon says, Halacha Kedivar Bananas, Halacha is like Bananas, that we could bring Kvasim without Lechem. Aval Ein Hatam Kedvarv, the reason is not like what he's saying. Shekala Amar B'chomash HaPekudim, any Karbanas that are mentioned, B'chomash HaPekudim, which is Bamidbar, Karv Bamidbar. Those karbanos were brought in the Midbar, and this is all the karbanos musaf that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. All those were brought in the Midbar. However, v'chol ha'arim b'taras kehanim, all karbanos that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, that's taras kehanim, loy karv b'midbar, those were not brought in the Midbar. And that's where the shtei alechem were mentioned. And therefore, Shem Bananas is wrong, because actually the kvasim, and by that same token, the shtei alechem, were not brought in the Midbar. It's only mishabo la'aretz karvu elu ve'elu. Once they came to Eretz Yisrael, then they brought these and those. The Karbanos mentioned both in Vayikra and Bamidbar. So now he explains, so why is it that I say that they could be brought without lechem if it's not for Shem Bananas' reason? That's because the kvasim, they could be matir themselves without bread. What does that mean, they can be matir themselves? So what's the main matir of a karbon? We had this in the previous Masechta in Zvachim. That's the avoidas hadam, taking the blood and sprinkling it on the mizbeach. So kvasim, they could matir themselves without lechem. We don't need bread for them. Whereas lechem b'lo kvasim ain li miyatiren. Bread without kvasim, there's nothing to be matter it. The way that the lechem become mutter to eat is through the avodas hadam of the kvasim. And therefore, if we have kvasim without lechem, no problem. But lechem without kvasim, there's nothing we could do to matter them because there's no blood to sprinkle to allow the kohanim to eat the lechem. And that's the real reason why we paskin like this. Again, it's not the same svar as Shem Bananas, but it's the same final psak that he holds like. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, discussing other karbanos in the base of Mikdash, hatmidim einon ma'akvanes hamusafim, the karbanos tamid that are brought every single day, that's one in the morning, one in the afternoon, they're not ma'akav a karban musaf which is brought, for example, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, we know we bring different karbanos musaf, so they're not ma'akav each other. Over here, when we say ma'akav each other, it doesn't mean, like it did in previous Mishnayos, that if we have one without the other, no problem. Over here means we have both karbanos, it just means the order is not ma'akav. And even though lechatchila, the first karban that's supposed to be brought every single day in the morning is the karban tamid, if for whatever reason they brought the karban musaf beforehand, no problem, it's okay. So again, that's what we mean by ma'akev. The order is not a problem. And also, v'lay musaf ma'akvim satmidim, the karban musaf is not ma'akev the tamid, v'lay musaf ma'akvim zazeh, and the different karbanos musaf aren't ma'akev each other. There's multiple karbanos musaf, one being brought before after the other is not ma'akev, no problem. Now, let's say, lo'yi kirvu kavas b'biker, for whatever reason, they didn't bring a lamb in the morning, the karban tamid of the morning was not brought. Yakrivu bein arba'im, they should still bring the afternoon tamid. Now, the Gemara explains, and we're going to see this a little bit later on in the Mishnah as well, that there's actually chasurim. There's something missing from the Mishnah over here. And what has to be added in is the explanation that we're talking about where there was already Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Mizbeach already had Karbanas brought on it, and for whatever reason, one morning, they didn't end up bringing the Tamid. No problem, says the Tanna Kamma, bring the afternoon Tamid anyway. However, Amar Rav Shimon says that no, Emasai, when is this? Bizman Shahayu Anusim HaShaygin. It's only if against their will they didn't bring a Karban Tamid. Maybe they didn't have an animal to bring, or they were Shaygig, they simply forgot. Maybe someone was busy, some emergency happened, and that's why they didn't end up bringing it. So then they bring the afternoon Tamid, even though the morning one wasn't brought. But if they were mazed, and they didn't bring it in the morning on purpose, then they get a knas, they get penalized, that they can't bring the afternoon Tamid. Now we hear of a similar discussion, like let's say the ketiros of the morning wasn't brought, they still bring the afternoon ketiros. Now Rav Shimon says, they bring the entire ketiros in the afternoon. According to the Tanna Kamma, when the ketiros in the morning wasn't brought, so they just bring the afternoon one, forgetting about the morning one. According to Rav Shimon, the morning one wasn't brought, so you bring the morning and afternoon one in the afternoon. Now here's where we bring in this concept of Chanukas HaMizbeach. She'en mechanchen es mizbeach hazav elek b'taras hasamim. The only way to be mechanich, which means to begin the process of using the mizbeach hazav, that's with the ketiras. And v'loy mizbeach ha'ayla el b'tam shal shachar, and not the mizbeach ha'ayla except the morning tamid. That's the difference between these two cases. As we had said, the first case of the Mishnah regarding not bringing the morning tamid, the whole machloikas Tanna Kamma Reb Shimon was only if the mizbeach was once upon a time used, which means, as we see in the Mishnah now, that the mizbeach ha'ayla, which is the main mizbeach that we're talking about, it had to have had the carbon tamid chal boiker, the morning tamid, brought at least once on it. Then that means it underwent chinuch, it officially began being used, and so now, if subsequent days, for whatever reason, the tamid shal shachar, the morning tamid, wasn't brought, okay, so we have this machlokes Tanna Kamma Reb Shimon. But if the mizbeach ha'ayla, the main mizbeach, was never used at all for the morning tamid, so then even the Tanna Kamma agrees that if that morning tamid wasn't brought, that the afternoon tamid can't be brought, even if there was a shaygig or einus or whatever happened, you can't bring the afternoon one because the morning wasn't brought. As opposed to the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach haktiras, the inner mizbeach, that's a small golden one that the ketiras is brought on, even if ketiras was never brought on it, no problem. The way to be mechanich that mizbeach anyway, the way to start its usage is to simply bring ketiras on it. So for whatever reason, ketiras in the morning wasn't brought on it, no problem. Put ketiras on the afternoon and that's perfectly fine. And Mishnah Test tells two other things are similar. The only way to officially be mechanich the shulchan to start its official usage is bringing the lechem aponim on it on Shabbos. We know the lechem aponim, the showbreads, were brought every single week in the base of Mikdash, exchanged fresh every single Shabbos, and putting lechem aponim on the shulchan during the week is not considered chinuch of the shulchan. That's not like beginning its process, and those breads are not considered kadosh. It's only if it's done on Shabbos. And also, the menorah is not considered that it's officially begun being used, except with the seven lights that are lit in it in the afternoon, not any other time. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hey and Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.